When he was alone again, Narek activated the warp flask. After a few seconds, Elias's warp form materialized. He was cleansing his ritual knife, preparing it for the next kill.
You interrupt me with good news, I hope. Sacrificing an entire city is painstaking, and I have a lot of work to do yet before we are done.
Your reinforcements are all dead.
A little profligate, don't you think? Those were the only warriors close to your location.
It wasn't my decision to send them.
Elias's tone grew suddenly barbed.
Remember who you're talking to, Narek.
A vein in the hunter's neck throbbed, but he held back his anger.
You are my master, Dark Apostle.
I gave you purpose, huntsman. Don't forget that.
It is a worthy one. I will not.
What of the cults? They should have risen up by now. Use them. The city is in my thrall.
The mortals are dead too.
Elias looked displeased, but kept his agitation checked.
What happened? I thought you were just tracking the human.
We were, but that someone else I mentioned decided to get in our way.
His gaze went back to the cooling tower.
One of your worshippers sprung a trap our enemy had laid for us. Their legion.
You're certain of it?
Yes.
You seen them?
No, but every sign points to our former cousins. No human kills Belial, Zephiel, and Namar like that. It just doesn't happen. Not to them. Even I didn't see the tripwire.
Elias sneered.
You're losing your edge.
That is possible, I suppose.
There are no legion forces concentrated in this region of space. It's precisely why Lord Erebus sent us here. We were supposed to be undisturbed. Who are they?
Remnants, I think. Survivors banded together and forming their own operations.
Dregs from Istvan?
Elias sounded nonplussed.
I believe so, yes. I want to take a closer look to be sure.
Elias paused as if weighing up the import of that.
Nothing can prevent what we're doing here, Narek. The outcome of the war could hinge on the cosmological shift we effect here.
It's fortunate that I'm not empty-handed, then.
You have what they took from the catacombs?
Narek held it up in his other hand.
It's a spear, at least the tip of one.
Elias's eyes seemed to brighten.
Sharpen ours, blunt theirs.
Narek frowned, confused.
Bring it to me at the ritual site, said Elias. The rest of our brethren are returning with fresh mortals to blood, and I would examine it before they arrive.
What should I do about the Legion infiltrators? They still have the human we were tracking.
They're of no consequence for the moment. Bring me the weapon, Narek. We will run down these broken wretches later.
Elias smiled with self-indulgent malice.
We will make them wish they had died on the plains of Istvan with the rest of their kin.
Of course.
Narek was about to sever their connection when Elias interrupted him.
What's it like? He asked.
Narek turned the spear over in his hand. It was short, the spearhead not much larger than a combat knife in terms of its length and width, with a broken shaft that was roughly half that. To look upon it, it was unremarkable, a perfect mineral fossil fashioned into a single spear-like fork. Grey, almost metallically smooth, with a sharp edge. But when Narek held it, he could feel the thrum of power contained within and see the flash of energy coursing continually down its shaft as the light touched it.
Godlike.
Communion ended, and Narek was left alone with his thoughts. It did not anger him that three of his brothers were lying dead in the street below him. To call it anger was too simple a word for his emotional state at that moment. Even the death of Haruk, who he despised personally, required response. It was more like an itch, a sense of something unfinished, an imbalance to redress. He decided he would not return with the spear straight away. It went against orders, but it was duty that motivated Narek, not the whims of the Dark Apostle. First and foremost, he owed something to his brothers. Besides, he wanted to see the face of his enemy. Unsheathing his gladius and putting the spear in the empty scabbard, Narek opened a vox feed to Dagon.
I tire of this rooftop, brother.
What do you suggest?
Beliah, Zephiel, Namah, and Haruk are slain. We should honor the dead.
I'm listening.
Let's go hunting.